talk about raising kids. Now, the one thing that nobody ever tells you when you're raising your kids is that your parents didn't have a fucking clue about what they were doing. No adults fucking did. They were winging it. Yes, older people have more experience in life and therefore they know a bit more. But then you have a kid and your life is thrown for a loop. And I know it's an old saying and people, you know, people throw it out quite a lot, that there's no handbook, there's no guidebook for raising kids or for adulthood. And that to a certain point, to a certain extent, is true. Yes, absolutely. But what I hate is these people that try and force these fucking, you know, self-help fucking, this is how you should raise your child and this is what you should do, you know, do X, Y, or Z. That's complete horseshit. That is the thing that they found worked for their child in specific circumstances. But my three kids, I can't punish all of them the same when they were the same age. I couldn't punish my boy the same way I punish my youngest girl now. Like, the way that I punish her is different from the way that I used to punish him. And the way that I deal with my kids is completely different for each one. And, you know, I'm gonna get a bit deep with it, but, you know, I personally always wonder if it's too much. Is it too much anger? Is it too much punishment? Is it too much telling them what to do? Is it not enough telling them what to do? Am I too hands off with it, you know? And it's fucking insane when you sit down and think about it. Like, there are no rules or regulations on how to raise a child. There's no book for it. And when you think that, the way that I think about it is that people have been raising kids since as far back as fucking basically history will go with people, and no one has ever come up from then till now with a definitive, this is how you should raise your child. And that is where the problem lies, is too many people are willing to, you know, read such and such's book about how to raise a kid, or such and such's book about how to raise a kid. And I don't actually know any of them because I never fucking read them. But we were told you should read this book, you should read that book. This one will help you with what to do when this happens, and, you know, read this one for that. And I never bothered my ass. Like, the only books that we ever got were baby name books, because we were finding it difficult to name our kids. And thankfully, you know, we came up with names that we thought were appropriate and were fitting with the surname that they got, and the were unique enough that, you know, they were gonna kinda, they weren't gonna have the same name as everybody else, but not too unique that they were gonna get made fun of for their names, you know? And I think it's absolutely fucking ridiculous that people are out here peddling nonsense just for the sake of making a quick buck off of, unfortunately, people who don't know any better. And you can say, oh well, I raised my kids this way and I raised my kids that way. That's good for you. Awesome. Excellent. Go you. Two thumbs up. And I hope your kid grows up to be a fucking productive member of society and someone who, for want of a better word or for lack of a better sort of saying, someone who actually fucking is not a waste of oxygen. But the problem is that assholes breed assholes, and if you're an asshole and you don't know it, and don't say, oh well, I'm not an asshole, you wouldn't know if you're an asshole. Other people will know. You don't know. So don't tell me you're not an asshole. You don't have a clue. But if you are an asshole, you don't know if you're raising an asshole, because you don't know if you are one. And unfortunately, a lot of fucking people are raising assholes. You know, it's unfortunate, but there's a lot of fucking dickheads out there that are making babies with people and are not competent or capable enough to do it. And that's not me saying that everybody who's having a kid is not competent or capable enough to do it, because I'll tell you this much right now, when we were trying for our first for my boy, I thought, yeah, let's have a kid, let's fucking go for it, you know, we're doing well, everything's working, this, that and the other. Once I had my son, I did not feel confident or capable. I mean, I had never fucking held a baby before, you know, so it scared the living fucking bejesus out of me. And I'll tell you this much, I still don't feel confident or capable when it comes to how to deal with my kids, how to interact with my kids. Well, I know how to interact with my kids, but how to deal with them, you know. Should I just give them a telling off here? Should I do X? Should I do Y? Should I make them go out and play today because they didn't play long yesterday? Or should I let them have a lazy day in the house where they just kind of, we all sit around and watch movies and play board games and jigsaw puzzles and things like that? Is it too much? Am I, you know, with all my kids being under 10, am I giving them too much freedom, letting them choose what they want to do with X, Y and Z, and not giving them the freedom to choose A, B and C? Or is that the right thing to do? Am I putting too much pressure on them with, well, this is what you've said, so this is what we're going to do, you know? I deal with my kids in a very specific way, and for anybody that certainly wants to hear it, I, for the most part, let my kids run their life to a degree. My youngest one still is very, very managed. They're all managed, like I said, but to a degree they get their own things, you know. They want to go read a book, they can do that, you know. If we're sitting watching a movie and they don't want to watch it and they want to go do something else, cool, on you go. If you want to go out and play, you want to do X, Y or Z, that's fine. But my kids know that there are limitations to what they can and can't do, you know. I'm not going to tell them they can't do something if it's something that is within the remit to be done. So, you know, if they, for argument's sake, want to take the dog out in the back garden and go play with it, even though they've just been for a tour or walk, if my dog's up for it, then I will let them do that. You know, and that's kind of where my fear comes in towards that, because I worry that, well, I'm just telling them that they can do whatever the fuck they want, and that's it. And that's not what they've been taught. They've been taught that there are boundaries and there are expectations upon them if they do or say something is going to be done, then it needs to be done. You know, if you make an agreement or a promise or an arrangement with someone, then that is what is going to be done. So if they say, right, I'm going to play X with you later to one of their siblings, and then they don't do it, then there will be repercussions for that. Whether it's that they are not allowed to do something that they want to do later because they didn't fulfill a promise that they made. Like, my kids are aware fully of the fact that, you know, most people will say that they dislike people lying to them, or they don't really, you know, they don't bother about people who are, you know, maybe not telling them the truth. But the one thing that I hate more than anything is a liar, and I do have a point to relate to the previous thing. And to me, saying to someone that you will do something and then not following through is lying. That is what it is to me, essentially. If you make a promise to someone and you break that promise, you make the person that you are dealing with, you know, doubt your word the next time that you're going to say that you're going to do something with them, then that is lying to someone. Whether you see it like that or not, I don't give a fuck. I could not care less. You do you. You be you. You think how you want to think. But the way that I see it is that, for argument's sake, say, right, let's just say someone borrowed something from you and they said they were going to give it back on X day, and they didn't. Without any reason, they just didn't. Is that a lie? Yes, it absolutely is. Now, I'm not talking about the broader sense of lying and the fact that they've taken something from you and not returned it and they've essentially stolen it. I'm talking about just the fact that they have made a statement to you about something and have then reneged on that. Now, the way that I deal with that is just quite simply by, you know, my kids know not to lie, but they still don't quite have the same understanding that, you know, speaking on things that you are making promises to people or saying to people that you are going to do, then that is essentially lying as well. And my kids are getting there, slowly but surely they are getting there. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of one of the things that I'm talking about, though, is doing that, forcing something upon my kids that is not necessary for them to have the information on. Personally, I think that it's not, but I always have a massive fear, and I do mean massive fear, that what I am doing is going to hurt them in the long run, and I can't help but be in that headspace whenever I do most things with my kids. You know, it is misunderstood by a lot of people, I think, that your kids are your kids, and each one is different, each child is different, and I think that's a lot of the reason why I have this fear, is because I do understand that, I know that, and I'm aware of that, and I just have this overwhelming dread that the things that I'm doing now are going to affect my kids negatively later down the road. And unfortunately, I am a product of that. You know, my mother was, shall we say, not a nice person. And a lot of the negativity that I have in my life now, mentally and emotionally, is a lot to do with that. And I just have this overwhelming sense of just, I don't know, anxiety would be the best way to describe it, probably. Just that what I'm doing is not good enough, and that unfortunately it's going to affect my kids in a not nice way. And like I said, I mean, I'm the product of that. I've been hit and berated, and was the house fucking go for, you know, my old man did as much as he could, but unfortunately there are things that I just don't want to talk about in that now, but yeah, he did as much as he could in the situation, and he certainly helped me out in more ways than he probably ever knew, if I'm being honest, and I miss him, you know. But there was lots of things that happened to me within that household that, because of the situation that I was in, I thought was normal. I thought it was just everyday run-of-the-mill stuff. You know, this is how everything is for everyone. Even though I had three siblings, but, you know, childish mentality and being trapped within that is not something that you can figure your way out of, unfortunately, as a younger person. And it wasn't until I got out of there with Mrs. Funk that I realised that it wasn't normal. It wasn't something that was, you know, every day for everybody. And just really, unfortunately, it took me such a long time to have that information to hand that it was, well, fucked, basically, unfortunately. And yeah, I mean, thankfully I haven't seen or been in contact with any of them now for 9-10 years. It's been awesome. But yeah, I'm kind of diverting away from my point. I'll talk about this some other time, maybe. more into what happened and everything else like that, but yeah, I mean that's just kind of it really, if I'm being honest. I just want to let anyone who is listening who has a young kid or is planning on having a kid soon that you just need to do your goddamn best. There is nothing that anyone at all is going to tell you that is going to make things easier. The best thing that you can do is have people round about you that love you, truly, truly love you, that can help you when the situation is needed, when the situation arises and it is needed that they help you. But yeah, beyond that, that's everything, guys. So I do thank you all for being here and listening to my rambling incoherence. I certainly do thank everyone for joining me for this one today. If you want to hear more, you can certainly find more on YouTube or Spotify. I'm just waiting on things coming together for me so I can get a PC, and then I'll be able to do better editing. Just now this is just a shitty little laptop that can't edit very well, but we will get there. I will get there, I will get it, we'll get things to come together. And yeah, that's kind of it at the moment. Thank you everyone for joining me today. Come and find me over on Twitter at OneDadPod.